Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping businesses discover the power of productivity through a diverse workforce. FocusandFind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business the News Hour. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to reside. With me is friend, author, broadcaster. I mean, the thing goes on and on and on. Her name is Julie Gammack. She is the daughter of Gordon Gammack, who wrote for the Register Tribune as a war correspondent, Second World War, Korean War, and Vietnam War. Julie then followed her father into the newspaper business and since then has done a whole raft of things. And most recently was the overseer.
Overseer. Oh, my goodness.
Of something called the Okoboji Writers Retreat. Julie, welcome back. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Michael, and thanks so much for being with us that day, or those three and a half days.
I know. That was, full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen, this was one of the most inspiring events I think I've been to in years.
Why?
Simply because there were so many smart people in a room.
Right.
Really.
Right.
And they were writers, would-be writers, newspaper people, literary agents. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So, it was, and discussions with these people.
Yes.
Was deep.
Yeah, truly. And you know what else about it? Everybody was equal. I mean, there wasn't a lot of ego stuff. I mean, you've got the former editor of the Los Angeles Times.
Right.
Sitting there talking to seven people who want to write a memoir. And, you know, he was just having a conversation like he would with anyone in the room. And I think people came away really feeling empowered. I know they did. I mean, I'm hearing from them every day. One of the participants suggested we start a Facebook group, private group for the people who attended the retreat.
Which is what you've done.
Which was what I've done. And there's wonderful exchanges of, you know, ideas, and here's what I'm doing. And one woman came away, she had lost her husband in a drunk driving accident 13 years ago, or something like that. And she decided, as a result of attending the retreat, that she was going to reach out in writing and communicate with the young man serving time in prison for not her particular accident, but another one. And she's going to write about that and the experience of connecting and healing and forgiving, which is, you know, so powerful. Now, not everyone was there to write a memoir. There were people there who didn't know why they were there, and that didn't matter. You know, it didn't matter.
Well, that's what was so interesting. You had very accomplished writers there. And folks that were saying, maybe I want to do this.
Right. And actually, I surveyed potential participants three times leading up to the event to see who was coming and why and what they were interested in to make sure our speakers were tailoring their sessions to what people wanted to hear. And it was about half and half. Half were professional writers. They'd been published. And the other half were amateurs, newbies. So it was a wonderful mix. It really was.
And all across the board, what was interesting, different genres. There were people there that wrote romance novels, fiction, nonfiction, wanted to write nonfiction or fiction or romance novels or memoirs or newspapers. And you know, when you called me, 3 months ago, and I've said this publicly, when you called me 3 months ago, say, hey, Michael, I'm thinking about doing this, I'm thinking maybe you'd get 50, 60 people there.
Max. Right. Right. Yeah,
but,
you know,
how many folks?
Well, I had to teach myself how to use an Excel spreadsheet or numbers, as we say in the Mac world, and I figured that 70 rows would be the maximum number I would need. I was thinking 30, 35. We ended up, including speakers, close to 150.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, I really don't know why there was such an appeal. Maybe it was because we've been cooped up because of COVID quarantine. but people came from California, New York City, Washington, D.C. I mean, most of them were from Iowa, but I was surprised that there was something that attracted them to Okoboji. Now, not all of them had ever been to Okoboji. That was another thing that surprised me. At first I assumed it was, you know, some nostalgia. I'm going back to Arnold's Park and look at the roller coaster. But no, we had people that had never been to Okoboji. One woman who had worked at C-SPAN many years ago and still lives in Washington, D.C., after the first night, called her husband and said, "We need to move to Iowa."
Right?
I loved it.
The other thing I think that is really important to understand, Julie, is, and I'm not throwing smoke here, I mean, the depth of people that you know all across the country,
right,
from many different backgrounds, that had to play a part in people connecting, because they know you, they know that you put on quality things, whatever it is that you do. And so I think that that was part of it as well. Unique location.
Right.
Wide variance of people coming. And Julie Gammack says, "Hey, I'm throwing a party."
Well, that really was how it started. I thought, oh, wouldn't it be fun to get some writers together just socially up in Okoboji? And I started calling people and they said, sure. And as word got out, you know, we'd be doing social Zooms with other people around the country. And, you know, what are you up to? Well, I'm putting on a writer's retreat in Okoboji. Long pause.
Right.
Well, can I come? Well, yes. I mean, John Dingus, who had headed
Columbia University.
Columbia University professor, has written several books. Headed NPR. I mean, his resume is amazing. And he called me one day to ask where to send his check. And I said, "John, you're going to be a resource if you really want to come." And he was fabulous. You know, there's a picture of him right there going through my screensaver. As a matter of fact, John had people do an exercise at the last session where he gave them a week to write about their experience of the retreat, to pick something of the retreat. And one gentleman, who I believe is a minister someplace, wrote this beautiful essay about what he'd learned. And he sent it to me, and with his permission, I posted it in this Facebook group. So that's the kind of stuff that's going on.
Yeah, and we're not done yet, because we have to give a shout-out to your husband, Richard.
Yes.
Richard Gilbert. Look, I'm going to this thing. I get up there Sunday evening, and I had not met your husband before.
Uh-huh.
And I'm watching this guy do what he was doing, mm-hmm, as ancillary helpmate,
right,
to you and to all of the people that were there.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, the week before the retreat, he spent the better part of a day on a Zoom conference call where he was the chairman of the board of a company, about $300 million, that is about to go into play. They're about to sell the company. And as he wound up that call, he said, "Okay, let's get these name tags done." And he was crawling on the floor on his hands and knees, putting the placards, place cards of people's names in the right category. That's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, it goes from a millions of dollar deal to being the helpmate putting name
tags
together.
Yes, we did almost break even. So there you go.
All right. Julie Gammack, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She is the founder of something called the Okoboji Writers Retreat. We've been talking a little bit about what the experience was like, what people walked away from. And I got to feel, you're not done.
No. You know something, Michael? I am 71 years old now.
Just a kid.
I retired as a Vistage chair. Your audience might know what Vistage is. It's an international organization for CEOs. A job I'd done for 20 years in Annapolis and Chicago. And when I retired from that, I thought, now what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't play golf. I don't play mahjong. I don't play bridge. And I didn't know what was going to happen, but I also trusted that something was going to come about. And that's when I thought, that's when I started writing a column for via Substack.
Right.
And that's grown. It's wonderful to be back in the business of writing, although it's not a business because I don't charge for it. But because I started writing the Substack column, I thought about all the other people out there maybe in similar situations, not knowing quite what to do with their time, with their life. And that's what inspired the writer's retreat.
And going forward, what do you think?
Well,
I mean, this was successful.
We're doing it again.
Yeah, right.
We're doing
getting
it again.
Getting the band back together.
As a matter of fact, Richard and I are driving up Tuesday to check out a facility, which I think is going to be... I loved the facility.
It was wonderful.
But the feedback afterwards was that the acoustics don't work when you break down into small group sessions. We were fortunate that the weather cooperated and people could move their tables and chairs outside, but you can't count on that. So I'm really excited about the possibility of this new facility we're looking at. And it'll allow for all kinds of places for people to go for sheltered small group sessions.
And you've already started to round up your headliners.
Yes,
I don't want to blow the thing, but you've already, I mean, days after
right
the 2021 Okoboji Writers Retreat ended, you were on the phone.
Well, I couldn't stop. You know, I was in the zone, as they say, and some of our authors were giving me recommendations. I've got a columnist from the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming. Courtney Crowder, who writes the Iowa column for the Des Moines Register. Reka, of course, is coming back. Many of the speakers want to come back again next time. But we're adding a playwright. We're adding Raman Borsellino.
Raman's coming.
Raman is the son of Rob Borsellino and Reka Basu, and he's in Hollywood as a comedy writer.
Really?
He's doing it. He's in the comedy rooms and...
Yeah, I know those kids when they were kids.
I know.
Right?
I know. So, yeah, we're
moving.
We're up and running. Yep.
Moving. You have dates yet, do you think, or...
Yes, it'll be the same time of year. Starting Monday, September 19th, Tuesday, September 20th, and then half a day on Wednesday. What'd you think of that 2.5 day?
I liked it because I was able to get back to Des Moines. I really enjoyed it. There's several things that I just want to highlight that I thought was dramatic.
Okay.
Sunday night's gathering at that little B&B.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Oh. And the cheese and the wine and the food and the conviviality, the conversation. And I met so many different types of people there, so that was really nice.
Let me interject that the name of that place is the Oakwood Inn.
Gotta go.
And it is run by a woman who, by the way, was the first sports editor for a newspaper in Minnesota.
No.
Yeah. She and her husband run this absolutely amazing bed and breakfast called the Oakwood Inn.
And about 14 rooms, I think, is all they have.
11.
11, yeah. And beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. So that was really cool. I didn't know what to expect when I got there on Monday morning. But, you know, I still had the news hour to do every single day that I was there. So I, you know, I was breaking away and doing this, running the Zoom room for you. And then
thank you.
The final day presented on podcasting for business. And I was just... overwhelmed with how smoothly everything went. I mean, there wasn't any troubles.
Well, one thing you learn as a Vistage chair for 20 years is the importance of being on time and keeping things on time. There's a temptation to let something run over 10 minutes, 5 minutes, but once you start that down that road, there's no turning back. So I was a bit firm.
Right, yeah. We, by the way, I need to just go ahead and say this. We're doing this interview in your home in Des Moines, and Richard is busy cooking breakfast.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He loves to cook.
Yeah?
Yes.
What do you do, Julie?
There is nothing I can say other than I am so lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, you really are. Julie Gammack, ladies and gentlemen, she is the founder of something called the Okoboji Writers Retreat. That was a successful adventure when we got to the 2021, and we're now she's making plans, and they're solidified to go back in 2022. What did you learn, Julie? Final question for you. What did you learn from this monumentous event? And it really was, considering all the people from all the different places that came. What did you learn?
I think ultimately to trust myself. I had a vision and I knew what I wanted to create, and it really hadn't been done this way before. Most conferences have panels and people speaking at audiences, and you might get 200 people in a room and a big name author talking at you, but it doesn't have the impact that if you're in a small group and you can actually talk to somebody and have them look at your work or do a writing exercise with somebody and have it critiqued there in the moment, that's what we call experiential learning, and that sticks. And that meant having a lot of speakers, but nobody, I don't think anybody said no.
Right. So why not do it again?
So, and now, now I'm probably going to bump up against not being able to accommodate all the people who want to come to speak or attend.
I lied when I said last question, so okay. I have one more. One of the important things, and you kind of touched on it just a moment ago, one of the important things is to not just have a one-off and do something like this, but continue to stay engaged with the people that attended, because
right.
that, just like anything else, you know, if you have the buddy concept going on and people can bounce off ideas from each other, that's important to keep the interest going and, you know, the spark that you got a couple of weeks ago to continue to fuel that. And I think that's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing. And it's interesting, Michael, you might be fascinated by the other survey results about how people heard about it. 35% heard about it from a friend.
Yeah.
Maybe a post on Facebook or somebody they know. The next highest level of attendees came from Facebook. And then the third was my Substack column. So I've been building this base of Substack readers. It's not unlike what you're doing with your podcast.
Right.
And that established a relationship with people. I started out just inviting friends to join the Substack column, but they in turn would share it with others. And so I've grown quite an audience with Substack. So that was interesting.
And things have changed so much. I mean, think about this. This would have been nearly impossible to do 10 years ago, 15 years ago, without the influence of digital marketing, you could have done it with connections, but I'll bet you might have hit 40 people.
Well, you know, I did do these in the early 1990s,
right?
When I was in yet another one of my many reinvention phases, and I actually put one on in Madison County, actually Indianola. And that was a huge hit only because one of the speakers I invited was a University of Northern Iowa professor who headed the business college there, who'd written lyrical essays that ran in the op-ed pages of the Des Moines Register. People either loved him or hated him. And I thought, well, I'll invite him. And when I was on the phone with the invitation, he said, you know, I've got a little novel that's doing really well with independent bookstores around the country. And of course I thought, oh yeah, sure.
You know, right.
Your little novel's gonna do great. Well, by the time my first writer's retreat came around, Robert James Waller, author of The Bridges of Madison County, had been on the New York Times bestseller list for weeks. And in fact, he turned down an offer to be on Good Morning America the day of my retreat because he wanted to keep his commitment.
There you go.
And so, anyway.
But like we said, her Rolodex is huge, ladies. Rolodex, there's a blast from the past, right? Julie Gammack, ladies and gentlemen, in the home of Richard Gilbert and Julie Gammack, having a conversation about the Okoboji Writers Retreat 2021 and looking forward to 2022. Julie, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Michael, very much.
Once again, that's the voice of Julie Gamick. She and her husband, Richard Gilbert, what a great team they were at the Iowa Writers Retreat. And be looking for more details coming up about the 2022 Okoboji Iowa Writers Retreat. What a great, interesting, and informative time we all had. All right, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Fees. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and for Julie Gamick and Richard Gilbert, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.